We're in the middle of discussing some of these interesting cases which really test the nature of the Patur Ervan Yibum, which in turn really tells us a lot about the principle behind the rule-breaking din of Yibum on the one hand, where Matir Isra Eshasach for the sake of Yibum. On the other hand, I'm trying to show that we only do that when we can secure a certain level of integrity or ishus, a proper ishus, an ishus of kedusha, and therefore you have a very interesting, combination of kulas and chumras in some of these ish. So we talked about Rabbi Akiva, which was Chai Ve'Lavin, and now we're in the middle of discussing the issue of ishus ish. So that's a tosis here on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, together with the the Ramban, and we'll talk about the Rajba a little bit tonight as well. So just, mostly we read the Tosis last time, and it's a very long, intricate Tosis, so I'm not going to reread the whole thing, but let's just get us up to where we were, talk about the Ramban and the Rajba for a minute, and then I want to talk about the Yerushalmi and Rabbeinu Peretz. So again, this is a Tosis here on Yud Amud Aleph. The question is as follows: how come when the Mishnah, it's formulated in this way, it doesn't really matter so much this part of it, but how come when the Mishnah listed 15 cases of erva that exclude yibum and chalitza, and that also exempt any tzara, any co-wife, how come the Mishnah did not mention eishes ish? After all, eishes ish is arayos, it's kares, right? Therefore, it should preclude any kind of heter yibum, and therefore, it should have been included in the Mishnah. Then, of course, as we discussed, you have to scratch your head a little bit. What? How can you, that you can have a daughter or your wife's sister, achosishto, a mother-in-law, that can be the erva that prevents yibum, that it doesn't take great ingenuity to figure out the case. However, how does one ever get an eishes ish as an obstacle for yibum? That doesn't seem to make any sense. After all, if there's eishes ish, that means there's a husband. And if there's a husband, that means the husband's alive. And if a husband's alive, then how is it a yibum case? So the answer that's relevant to this particular question initially, is that we're dealing with a situation of either chutz or tznai, meaning the Mishnah in Hamagarish, which records the machlokas tzino b'lazer and the chachamim, whether or not Hamagarish is Aisha. So again, the more extreme view of Rabbi Lazar is even if there's she or beget, shin yud vav resh, meaning even if he says, Hare at, again, Avram is married to Sarah, we'll go back to that one, and they get divorced. Avram divorces Sarah, and he says to her, Hare at megureshes, umuteres lechol adam, chutz me Shimon. Okay, for whatever reason. And then, assuming that, can you make such a shiur in a get? Can you really say you're regressious, but not to this person? Maybe not. So that's, why the Chachamim disagree. But if Rabbi Eliezer believes that, so then the case would be that, this is what happened. She went ahead, following the rules. She didn't get married to Shimon. She got married to Shimon's brother, Reuven. Reuven dies. No children, and now Shimon is the potential Yava. So if she were to go ahead with this Yibum, she would end up, being married to Shimon, the person who was excluded from the Heter Gerushin. That is the problem. Or, that's the case of the Yerushalmi. The case of the Bab of the Balitosis is assuming Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that you cannot be megaresh, a woman, and say, chutz miploni. But what you could do is say, harayat megareshes, umuteres lechal adam, al tnai, shalot, that you won't, shalotisa as ploni, that you will not marry, or shalotisa velotiva le ploni, as the case may be. Let's say you cover all the contingencies. Right, so it's not a shior beget, formally. It has the same effect, but basically what you're saying is, it's a gerushin gemura, under all conditions, but I don't know, I shouldn't say in all conditions. It's a gerushin gemura, all things being equal. However, there's an attached condition. So instead of saying, if you give me $100, or if you don't, call me, you know, names or whatever tanai that you want to attach. The tanai that you attached is on condition that you don't marry Shimon. But if you marry Shimon, then there's no gerushin, turns out. Right? So then, same scenario. She goes ahead and marries Reuven. He's living life a little bit dangerously. Right? And then Reuven dies. And now she is omedes liyibum with Reuven. So that's what they're all talking about. So Tosis gives basically two analysis here. And the upshot of it is, I'm not going to read that part because we read it already. Tosis says, listen, if you hold like the Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis, which is that the exclusion of Tzara, and maybe even of Erva, but at least of Tzara, comes from the Pasuk Aleha, you know, Latzur, meaning from the Parsha of Arayos, and the case of Achos Ishto, right? So then it should be Dumya de Achos Ishto. And Dumya de Achos Ishto doesn't apply in this case. Why? So Tosa says, because in the case of Achos Ishto, she is excluded to him as a Yibum candidate even before you get into the, you know, question of what will happen if they go ahead and they try to consummate this Yibum. Simply as a candidate, she's excluded. She's his sister-in-law in the other sense, meaning his wife's sister. He can't have a Yibum relationship with her. But here in this case, especially in the Almanaz case, she's not an Ashishish, she's a Grusha. The only thing is, if they were to go ahead with the Yibum, you know, then Igloim Il Salam Afreya, she would be an Ashishish. But it's not comparable to Achos Isha, where the candidacy is already disqualified. Here the candidacy isn't disqualified, the implementation will say it is disqualified. And then Tosis adds, and even if you want to make the argument that she is an Ashishish, vis-a-vis the possibility of Yibum, because the obstacle for this Yibum is that she would turn into an Ashishish, and therefore let's not be so formalistic about it and say she has to be an objective shame Ashishish. Maybe she can just be an Ashishish, legabe, the mania, the, you know, what it is that is an obstacle to the Yibum. A more targeted, you know, also formalistic, but, you know, a more, you know, specific, you know, shame Ashishish. Were we to say such a thing? It's interesting the way the Bali Tosas are thinking, right? Very conceptually. So even then, that wouldn't be Dumya de Achos Isha. Why? Because in the case of Achos Isha, right, if you were to go ahead and implement the, you know, she's not a candidate. And, you know, if you were to go ahead and implement it, it would be, you know, a problem because, you know, it would be a Yibum, you know, be Iser. However, in the case of Eishes Ish, even if you want to say there's a shame Eishes Ish because that's the obstacle, the fact is that if they would go ahead and try to implement the Yibum, what would really happen would be not only that you'd encounter Eishes Ish, but also what would happen would be that you would be mafkia of the mechayiv of Yibum, right? Because at that moment, everything would unravel. So when Abraham divorced Sarah on condition that she not have any relationship with Shimon, if she goes ahead and has the relationship, not only, you know, would that not be, you know, permissible because she'd be an Ashishish, more than that, her being an Ashishish would have preceded her marriage to Reuven, so she never would have been married, right, to Shimon's brother. So there wouldn't be Yibum anyway. That's Tosis. So that's Tosis' answer. But the point, let me make it clear, Tosis has to work very hard for this. Meaning, they're taking this question very seriously, and they're working very hard to find a solution, right? The other perspective, then Tosa says, however, let's say the makar that excludes Yibum from Tzara and from Yibum isn't Aleha, it isn't from Achos Isha. Let's say it's from Olakakala Isha, you know, from the Sugya Dafches, where the implication is that he has to have something that's bar, where you have the ability to marry her, that there's tfisas kiddushin, or the equivalent of tfisas kiddushin. So then Tosa says, there's no paradigm of achos isha, and there's a case of yibum which you can't implement. So in Achanami, that should really be a equal to the cases of the Mishnah, and Eishas Ish should have been in the Mishnah. The only thing is, Tosa's only answer is, there's a machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, right? And, you know, we don't even paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether the cases of the Mishnah can be controversial cases or not. Can they be cases where there's a machlokas? But even if you want to say there can be cases where there's a machlokas, says Tosos, they can't be cases, you know, which we don't paskin like. So that's why that saves the day. But that only saves the day, right, to explain why it's not in the Mishnah. It doesn't save the day, you know, in the sense of like, but sof, is Eishas Ish considered an erva legabe yibum that prevents yibum and that really has the effect also being pota or tsara? Meaning, let me make this clear. Meaning that the circumstances of Eishas Ish befoal means that there won't be yibum. That's clear. What's less clear is that there won't be chalitza, and especially less clear, even less clear than that, is that there would be a ptur tzara. So if tzara had a tzara, right, as we've been saying, let's say Rivka, so even though tzara cannot be misyavemes to Shimon, right, why can't the other Eishes Ruvain, Rivka, why can't she marry Shimon? We're not talking about an erva like, you know, achos ishto, are we? So Tosa is saying, yeah, just it wouldn't be in the Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, you know, everything other than being in the Mishnah because it's controversial and we don't baskin like that. So wow, the achos ish would be poter, you know, tsarasa under those conditions, just because lemaisa, if you were to implement it, you know, it would be a severe, you know, iser. So my bigger point, I guess, is that, you know, what emerges from Balei Tosfos, I think, is l'shitasam, and that is, in general, they are very focused, when it comes to Yibum, on the consequences of doing it beheter, being able to implement in both directions, the Kula and the Chumra. If you can implement the Yibum beheter, then that's a Zika. And if you can't implement the Yibum Beheter, then it doesn't matter why or how contorted, you know, the case happens to be. In the end of the day, if you're not allowed to do the Yibum, then, you know, there is no Yibum, no Chalitza, and a Ptur Tzara. Maybe it becomes Eishes Ach, however you want to explain it. But that is Balei Tosfos, and that's very much the way they were looking at Rabbi Akiva, and that's very much consistent with the Dechuya kind of an approach, which we saw was the hallmark of their general perspective. On the other hand, the Ramban, as we noted, I was reading that quickly towards the end, so I'm going to read it again. Not, you know, hopefully taking too long either, but this is on page 3. If you look at the whole Ramban, the impression you just get a very, at least my reading, a very different impression, a different mentality. He's like coming from a different world. This question is more like a, you know, it's a little bit entertaining to the Ramban, like, you know, like what's wrong with this scenario kind of a thing. But it's not like he's, you know, expending great effort and anxiety. And it's certainly not as if he's actually considering the possibility that this is a ptur erva. So on the question why it isn't in the Mishnah, that's more of a side question. The Ramban says right away, right, Masnisim Chamesh Esrei Nashim Poltros Tzarasein. This is the line, what is it, 33? Rabbi Senu Atzorfatim Hikshuv, the French rabbis, meaning the Balei Tosfos, asked, listening to Zion, there should be 16, right? The 15 of the Mishnah, and Kagon, Begarish Asishto, Almanash Lotinase LeRuvain, V'holchav Anisas LeShimon. I just flip the Ruvain and Shimon. To me, whatever. Shimon is the, you know, the Yavam. He's making Shimon the Ruvain the Yavam, and Shimon's the, you know, the second husband. Okay. Umeis v'nafla lifnei Ruvain, meaning the Yavam. Demigud hi asura tzarasa alav. asura lav. The afagav, afalpi shazu kusha shel kantor. So kusha shel kantor means it's like a mischievous. It's not a serious question. The masis and tnaim lo ketani. I mean, the question, how could the Mishnah have left out this, so obvious case? It's not a very obvious case, right? It's a head-scratching case. You practically have to be the Mishnah Lamelech or the Minchas Chinuch, to come up with this scenario. But the Bali Tosis and the Rishalmi, even before the Bali Tosis, they had Mishnah Lamelech, Minchas Chinuch. They're the ones with the genes, probably, that transferred them to the others. So, but the idea, how come this obvious case isn't in the Mishnah? Isn't it the same as Bito? Says Ramban, let's not take that, too seriously. You could have said, okay, that's his comment on the Mishnah part. It doesn't mean he's not losing too much sleep over the whole thing, but then you can see. Avonirali, Bedina, as for the din itself, where the Rambam, Tosis ends up mixed, right? Tosis ends up saying, if the paradigm is Achosisha, I can break the paradigm, Baruch Hashem. He has to, expend a lot of effort even to do that, right? Two possibilities, If it's not Achosisha, says Tosis, then the answer has to be a technical answer, and it's only about the Mishnah, the Kusher Shel Kantor. Ramban says, nah, this isn't the problem, even on substance. This isn't Tzoras Erva. Elzu Grusha Gemura, Eitzel Ruvain. She's not an Eishes Ish. She's a Grusha. Kishar Kala Nashim. Aye. If they go ahead and they have this relationship, then it would have triggered an Eishes Ish. Mishum Tanai Bial Masur Alav. The obstacle isn't that she's an Eishes Ish. The obstacle is that they made this Tanai. Shelo Yivatel is Gita Mimena Mikol Adam. Chanami, the Tanai will undermine the get, right? But that hasn't happened. We're not talking about Rabbi Eliezer of Chutz Miploni. We're not talking about the Shiur Rabbi Eliezer. We're talking about the Tanai Rabbi Eliezer version. So it's a Tanai that is the obstacle. A Tanai, even though it is based on triggering an erva, is not erva. So again, I think this is the Ramban Lashitaso, who doesn't like, who's a Hutra person, and in general, who just Rabbi Kiva and other things, Ramban is interested in the viability of the relationship, not just the Maisa Yibum Beheter or Beisa. Vim Tomar Eina Kegrusha Etzlo. And if you want to insist and say, legabe, this person, like Tosa said, legabe, the obstacle, what will happen if they go ahead, it'll end up being Eishes Ish. It's not Grusha. So Tosa says, so then I'll tell you the other thing. Havalei tzaraso, tzaras erva, shalom b'mokom mitzvah, dolom rami erva, kamei liyibum, elashi grusha, etzavad, kinefrishas. Meaning, if you want to insist, right, that the problem is that she's an Eishes Ish, then you've undercut the whole case anyway, because if she's an Eishes Ish, she's not a Yavama. And there's no Zika. Because vis-a-vis her status as Eishes Ish, she was never married to Reuven. And if she was never married to Reuven, right, then there's no scenario. Right? It's Shalom B'Mokom Mitzvah. B'Hochi Sabagitin. The only thing, and then the Ramban goes even further, like in Tosis, I don't know what they hold about this, but they're not even, Tosis so traumatized, they're concerned, they're worried about the Tzara. The Ramban's dismissive of the Tzara. It doesn't depend on Achos Ishto or the other Limud. On the contrary, I think the Ramban would say, if it's the other Limud, which is more about Tfisas Kiddushin and the viability of the relationship, that's it's even more of a reason to think that a Tanai, even if it ends up with an Eishes Ish, is not erva. But the Ramban goes even further and says, Miu Mishanafla Lafan of Levada, let's say there's no Tzara. Right? So if there's no Tzara, there's still a question. There's no Yibam. Everybody agrees there's no Yibam. Lamaisa, there's no Yibam. Before all, there's no Yibam. But what about Chalitza in this case? Is there a Zika? Is there a Chalitza or not? Says the Ramban, ani mesupak im tzricha chalitza mimenu, kivin de migureshes etzlo. On the one hand, she's not an eshes ish, and therefore it's only a technicality that there's no yibum. So why shouldn't there be zika and chalitza? What's the other side of it? Here's something we have to pursue more. O kivan she'ein ola liyibum, eina ola lachalitza. We have this rule. Kol she'ein ola liyibum, eina ola lachalitza, kol she'ein ola liyibum, ola lachalitza. That if there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, and vice whatever. So is this an example of that rule? After all, the yibum is excluded, but not fundamentally, more technically and practically. So if yibum is excluded for practical reasons that don't apply to the chalitza, does chalitza's application still contingent upon yibum? That's a tough question, right? Meaning, to what extent is the klal of kala ola yibum ola chalitza kol shein ola yibum ola chalitza, is that like a gzeres hakasuv, or is it, even if it isn't a gzeres hakasuv, is it more, there's a practical, like you might say, we'll pursue this more, but maybe chalitza is always, you know, dependent upon the actual practical possibility that, you know, it's always like almost like a curse or like a, you know, and then there is a, you know, a spinning and a you know, a base chalutza naling, you know, all of that. So, you know, can you do that when he has no choice? Even if the reason he has no choice, you know, doesn't have anything to do with the absence of a zika. But lemaisa, what are you going to say? Me'ein yavami? What do you mean, me'ein yavami? You know, that he can't. He'd love to. Meaning, either as a gzeres hakasuv or on a rational, plane, is chalitza and yibum so connected that even if the yibum is a more of a practical problem, you have to see, are there other cases or not? The pashtus is, we'll see this later on, but we've seen it already, actually. Right? The Gemara in Daf Chaf, Amud Aleph, the Rajba discusses this too. The Gemara in Chaf Amud Aleph says that in the case of Almana Nesua L'Kohen Gadol, let's say, in other words, you have a woman, she's married, right? And then her husband dies, and she was not just Meureses, but Nesua, right? And the brother is the Kohen Gadol. Okay? So it's Almana Nesua L'Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says that is a problem of Ase V'Lav. It's not a problem of Ase Dochalos Ase. It's the problem of Ein Ase Dochalos Ase V'Ase. Because she's a Be'ula, because she's a Nesua. And she's also an almana. So there's an asay and a lav. Says the Gemara, there, everybody agrees there's no yibum. But the pashtus of the Gemara, there is chalitza. Right? So this is a big discussion. The Ramban, on a few times, in that sugyan, Chaf Amud Aleph, Chaf Amud Beis, has two deos, whether that is doraisa or that is drabana. Meaning the fact that she still has chalitza, even though she has no yibum, the pashtus of the Gemara is doraisa. And it's based on the Rav Gidel Marav, Zeres HaKasuv, and it's an exception. The question is, how far does that exception go? Right? The Ramban has a Deya, the Rajba and the Tshuva also has a Deya, and also in the Chidusha has a Deya, that maybe it's only a Dindrabana. Okay. So here, this is one of the cases you have to weigh. So the Ramban is saying, I'm not sure here, since the problem of Yibum is, in fact, you know, Ma'ak, there's no Yibum here. But the reason there's no yibum isn't because of erva or the absence of zika, per se. So what does that do to chalitza, given the klal? Are there exceptions? What are the exceptions? Etc. So then he says, yeah, the cheinira elish etzorich talmud. He says, yeah, I'm inclined, but it's amazing. You have a window into the Ramban here. Like, you know, he's mistapek. He's weighing these questions. And then he says, like, you know, with push comes to shove, you know, it's Tzorech Talmud, but Cheinir, I think you do need Chalitza. It doesn't sound like he's saying Misafek. It sounds like he's saying, I'm weighing on the side that, I'm sorry, that you don't need the Chalitza. Ain't all the Chalitza, sorry. Right, certainly I'd be din safek because he's mekel. Yeah, then he says, shuv matz, okay, so that is the Ramban. Okay, on this point of chalitza, which we will get back to, let's just look at the Rajba for a moment. But either way, the bigger question, the bigger point first is the contrast in the whole treatment and the whole presentation of the Ramban as opposed to Bali Tosfos. On that, the Rajba is basically the same as the Ramban. The only difference is that the Rajba, you know, argues with Ramban on the Chalitza part. And he has some important things to say, which we'll read for a minute, just because it's important, and also we want to build up that topic, and we'll get back to it. So here's the Rajba. This is on page 4. It's fine. You can skip, because it's almost pretty much just the Ramban, all the way. You can skip until I think on Estabrali. Is that where, does he quote the Ramban here? Or later he quotes the Ramban, right? Or he quoted it earlier. Mostly he's saying what the Ramban says. Okay, leave out the Yerushalmi. We'll get back to it in just a minute. Yeah, I think we can go to Umistabrili. That's line 19. Everybody have that? So line 19, Umistabrili, da filu hi atzma koletzes. Right? Not like the Ramban. He says, seems to me, notice how he says Umistabrili, because he knows, he's going to tell you in a second, the Ramban disagrees. He says, the logic, to me, the logic is that she needs chalitza. The einani kore bazu, this is not an application of the klal, kol she'ena ola liyibom, ena ola lechalitza. Why? Dibitznoin lo kamayri kra. The equation of yibum and chalitza, namely that if there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, doesn't refer to something like tanai. What do you mean something like tanai? We'll see in a second. Well, he's going to explain in a second. Something that is extraneous, meaning not a fundamental obstacle, but a technical, you know, incidental one, which still, you know, precludes implementing yibum, but not for any principled reason. That's not included, meaning it's not a gzeres hakasuv, no yibum, no chalitza, we don't care why. And it's not a, oh, chalitza only is chal, right, when there's a choice to spurn yibum, which is not gzeres hakasuv, that's an explanation. That's not the explanation either, probably. Maybe it's something like, well, I mean, it could be something like, there's no zika, the common denominator of yibum and chalitza. There's no chalitza. The fact that there's no yibum for a fundamental reason implies no zika. No zika, no chalitza. And we're not going to take the position, you know, that there is a zika li yibum and another zika li chalitza, which is a possibility. Okay. If you look at the language of Rashi, and if you look at the Rambam numerous times, Rashi, you know, already in Dav Gimel, and the Rambam in a bunch of places seem to connect the din of kola ola liyibum, ola lechalitza, or cases where there's chalitza b'li yibum, are cases where there's zika, even though there's no yibum. So then the easiest way to explain the klal is that any yibum that is excluded in a more principled way that highlights that there's no zika, that affects chalitza too. So that's what the Rajba is saying. We'll see see it through. V'lo amrinon ela be'isr erva. When you have an isr erva, right, so then, of course, that excludes chalitza too, right, even though it doesn't involve you in any, chalitza doesn't involve you in any surim. But the point is, just like there's no tefisas kedushin, there's no zika. Aval bazu, listen to the language, she'isr davar acher goram la. That is an important language. It's a language that we find, you know, in Gemaras here and there, in Rishonim. It's a way of saying Isur Davar Achar Garmla means there's an incidental technical obstacle. It is not a flaw that goes to the heart and core of the definition of what's going on here. It's Isur Mishum Davar Achar Garmla Lihyasar Dainu Tanao. He made this Tanai in her Gerushin, right? It's going to undo, the get. It's also going to undo the ishus, of the brother, right? So it's not a flaw in it. It's a problem. It's ma'akev, but it's mishum davar acher. It's because of a tanai, an extraneous tanai, messed up this whole option of yibum. So then, Choletzes, Aval Bishena, Misya Vemes. Oh. The Afal Pi, even though, right? Sha'af Zu, Mamda, Venise, Slazesh, and Astralov. Even though it's true that if she were to go ahead and try to consummate this Yibum, Nimsa get Batel, right? Vitiyasarlo, Isar Erva, then that would, trigger, she would be an Eishas Ish, and Eishasish is an erva. Mikomakom any sura akshav elamachmas to know, but that they didn't go ahead and undo the history, and the status, of this woman as a grusha, and therefore she's a grusha who married Ruvain, and now is omedes liyibum. Velo machmas erva sharei gita gamor. She was megureshes. Then she was married to Ruvain. Everything is fine from that point of view. The ain kan shiur beget, right? Midah dehava tnoim bialma, implying, like if this had been, the other view of Rabbi Eliezer, where he said harei at muteris lechaladim chutz miploni, that might be a different story, because then she really legabe ploni is an eishes ish. So now he's facing her as an eishes ish, but since it's a tnai, if we're talking about a tnai, then it's mishum davar acher, and mishum davar acher, right? It could be chalitza, even though there's no yibum. The principle of kol ha'ola doesn't apply. And then he gives another example of this. V'harezu kinoderes hana miyavama b'chaye bala, right? Let's say she makes a neder that she will have no, benefit. She'll have nothing to do on a hana level. Right, from this, from Shimon, she's married to Reuven, and she makes a neder, putting herself off limits to Shimon. Right, the time of Perek Bei Shammai, we say kofen oso sheyachlotzla. So why does it she need chalitza? There's an asay in a lav, so it's ein asay dochalos asay v'asay. A neder is an asay in a lav. That's what the Gemara points out. So, ein ase dochalos ase v'ase, and she cannot be misyavemes. So why not say she can't be misyavemes? She doesn't need chalitza either, because kala ola liyibum, ola lechalitza, kol she'ena ola liyibum, ena ola lechalitza. Says the Rajba, v'harezu ena ola liyibum, dvar Torah, dekaim ala b'lav v'ase, v'afal pikein ola lechalitza. Why? The answer is, because when she's no deres, hana, mine, she's not an erva. She just, it's an asay and a lav, so there's no excuse. There's no heter to do yibum. But what are you going to say? There's no heter to do yibum, but she's not a woman, whose relationship with him would be an illicit one per se. Just are too many yisurim and it can't overcome them. That's a practical problem. Right, mishum davar achar garamla liyaser. Here the davar achar garamla is the neder, and the din of asay docha las los asay v'in asay docha los asay v'asay. Okay, good. So this is the Rajba. If you look at the Tshuvas HaRajba, Chelek Vav Simin Chaf Aleph. Very similar, the Rajba. Most again, in some issues not, but in many issues. One second, drink here. In many issues, the Rajba is very consistent. you know, across his chidushim and even his tshuvas. So this is a tshuva in chelik vav of tshuvas saraj basim and chav alef. Mostly, it's exactly the same. Except here, the Rajba seems to make a distinction between Ammana, Lekohen Gadol, and Noderes. That's a little tricky. Here, let me see. Umistabrali, Sh'afiatz Mecholetzes, this is what he says, same as he says here, against the Ramban. The Enoni Kore Bazu, oh, by the way, before I get to that, just go to line 30. I'm sorry. Just line 30 for a minute. On the Rajba, the first one. Elisha Ra'isi L'Ramban Neru. The Ramban was still alive when he wrote this. So he was disagreeing with the Rebbe even when he was alive, you know, courage of his conviction. Shenistapik B'davar Zeh, as we know. So the Ramban was not sure. Umatin Dvarav, right, he was Note, he said a Dvarim Tzrichim Talmud, but Nira, right? Lepotra mina chalitza uminayubu mishum kol sheni ol liba in ol chalitza, and then he says ve'ein datenu machras b'mekomo. Okay, meaning, you know, the Rambam, you should listen to the Ramban, you know, in the psak. Okay, even though the Rajba felt very strong, you know, about what is right and what is wrong, but he wasn't ready to tell people to ignore, you know, the Ramban's psak. Okay, humility and you know, and part of an aspect of Masorah as well. Anyways, okay, so that's one. Very similar language, as you can see. Umistabrali, sh'afiatz mecholetzes, ve'einani kori bazu kol she'en olibom en olechalitz. I'm reading the tshuva now. De'bitznoim lo kamayri kra. When the Torah said that this these words, which signify this connection, etc. That's not talking about things like a tanai, ela bi iser erva, to where there's a fundamental flaw, right? Ela zu she iser tanai garam la li aser. In this case, where it's just a tanai that messes up the, you know, the ibam option, choletz asfein misyavemes. Alpha p she'afzu mamda v'nisus l'misha nasra lav nimtza get pasul batel v'tiyaser iser erva. Even though it could become erva were he to implement the ibum, become mokar meini surak shav ala machmas tanai v'lo machmas erva. V'arezu kenoderes hanom ibama b'chai, almost like exactly language. D'tam b'be shamai, kofernoso shiachlots, v'arezu asur l'isyabi, mishum d'kaima b'asei v'lo sasei. Alpha b'chein, ola l'chalitza, d'dover achar gorem li'yaser. Oh. Miu, he says, this is the difference, this is what is more like on Daf Chaf, and this is where the Tshuva Sarajba had something. Yesh lidchos, it's possible that that isn't such a good raya. The hosam choletzes midrabanan. Maybe the din that noderes, in the case, in other words, ein asei dochalos asei v'yasei, but that there is chalitza, maybe that chalitza is only drabanan. Maybe daraisa we do say kol olibum ola chalitza kol shen olibum ein ola lechalitza. Right? Gzeira atu chayv elav and gredi. Well, what's the nature of this drabanan? Because the Gemara does say that ase is do lamaskana ase is do chalos ase. Let's say you had an almana and she wasn't nesua, or a grusha to a kohen hedjo. So that's just a lav, and the yibum midaraisa would override that because ase is docha lo sase, right? So in that case, there of course would be yibum and chalitza, but midrabanan we don't allow the yibum, made gzera, but of course there's still chalitza. So because you might mix up those cases, so they said even if there's an ase and a lav, even though there's no yibum daraisa, and therefore there should be no chalitza, because of olibum, and they're always tied together. You could never break that connection, in which case you wouldn't break it for tanai either, maybe, right? The whole thing, meaning this idea that there can be chalitza b'libum in some cases, like ase v'lav, maybe that's only drabanan, kalmanam and anasuin, l'choin gadol. Titznan, b'perakeitza, checholetza, filomisar benes, alfa pi shehi erva, de'ein ase di'ibum, do'chalos ase v'yase. V'imkein chai ve'lavin v'asei ola l'chalitza afilu dvar Torah kivin d'tafsi kiddushin ba afzi kasa b'kiddushin u'tzricha chalitza. Yeah. Okay, so this is, we'll get back to this, but this is the basically the Rashba. Now, this question was also asked by the Yerushalmi. So if you look at Tosas here on Yud Amud Aleph, it's almost the same question. What's curious is the answer and how it was interpreted by Balei Tosas. So I'm going to skip the in-between for the moment. Look at Tosas on Yud Amud Aleph for a minute. Tosas says, this is two lines into the wide lines. Ubirushalmi Beresha Megarish Parachla. The Ramban and the Rashba quote this as well, but I just want to make the distinction for the moment. Massive. Everybody have that? Or if you want to see it in the Mar Makomos, it would be. 1 second. On line 24. Right on page 3, line 24. So, Masiv Rab Chanina B'Shem Rab Pinchas. This is a Yerushalmi question. Listen, Tezayin Nashim. Right? Why don't you have 16 in the Mishnah? Ki Rab Elazar. U'mishani, meaning Rab Elazar, it's clear from the Yerushalmi and from the Ramban and the Rashba, not so much from Tosas, that the Rabbi Eliezer that bothered Yerushalmi was Chutz. Haret Megureshes, or Haret Mutaris L'Chol Adam, Chutz Mishimon. So it's not a Tanai B'Alma. This is a stronger question. Here it's, oh, she's an Eish HaSish. Legabe Shimon. Okay. It says the Yerushalmi, if you look at the Yerushalmi, in Gittin it says this, Mishani Taman HaTorah Asra Alav. Hacha Hu Asralav. That's the answer. Again, it's a stronger question. Right? Because now she does have a shame, Eish HaSish Legabe Shimon. Right? So what's the answer of the Yerushalmi? So it's like one of these classic, you know, gnomic, you know, Yerushalmis with a G, you know. Like, sounds like a pretty big chiluk, right? Taman HaTorah Asralav. Meaning, in the case of the Tesvav Ervas in the Mishnah, the Torah said that they're all Asuros. Hacha, in the case of the Eish HaSish, in the Rabbi Eliezer case, Hu Asralav. Who's the who, and what does it mean, Hu Asralav? So, it's not clear in the Yerushalmi. That's what Yerushalmis are, right? They're, it's a line. So, how did the Balei Tosas interpret it? Pirish Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Taman, meaning in the Mishnah, HaTorah Asra Lav, Umishanises, Hameis, Ein Laheter L'Hisyabim, Kishayamus, and when Reuven marries her and then he dies, there's no heter, right, to marry one of these women. Mipnei she'in isa shabbat, toli b'shum adam, ela b'torah, she'asra lav. Because the Torah said, you can't marry your daughter. You can't marry your mother-in-law. You can't marry your wife's sister. So there's nothing to do. Aval, this is Tosas's pshat in the Yerushalmi, aval eishas ish, ha'isar toli b'megaresh. That depends on the Megarish. Who's the Megarish? Avraham, right? Now, this is where you have to be careful. So here's where Tosas makes it. She'im yirtza yatirenu liyavam kodim shiyamus achiv shenasa. Right? If he had wanted, right? If Avraham had wanted, even after he imposed this chutz on Sarah, he could have given her, for that part of the Ishus that remains, a get. Now, what's interesting about Tosas says, it would have had to be prior to her marrying Reuven. I'm sorry, prior to Reuven's death. Why? Why do we care? Because there's a din of Nesra. The din of Nesra, which we'll talk about more, I guess when we come back from the break, the din of Nesra means that when there's that if a yibum cannot take place immediately at the time of the Misa, because there's some, at least if there's a serious obstacle of some sort, so then even if the obstacle goes away, right, there's still no yibum. That's the din of Nesra. The Shasa Kosher will say, for Yibum is Bishas Misa, and if you can't, you know, if there's a flaw or an obstacle, then, right, you can't repair that. So in other words, if she was an Ashes Ish, you know, if she's an Ashes Ish at the time of the Misa of Reuven, right, even if Avraham went back and said, you know what, I'm megarish you completely, right? It wouldn't make a difference because it would be an Esra. Presumably that's what they're saying. But if he had chosen to release her vis-a-vis Shimon prior to Misas Reuven, then there wouldn't have been a problem. So that is what the Yerushalmi means when it says that Taman, you know, HaTorah Asra, right, when it comes to the 15 of the Mishnah. But here, he's the problem. I mean, he could get rid of it. It's up to him whether or not this is going to be a problem. Since it's his will rather than the Torah's definition, right, so it's not a problem. L'hochi lotoni lehu. Therefore, we don't. Now, lotoni lehu, that's why it's not in the Mishnah, or that's why it's not like the cases of the Mishnah, and there would be, you know, a heter, a chiyuv tzara. Delo domi lehu lefi shabiyad hamagarish lahatira. Okay. Tosas and Gittin in the parallel Tosas says something a little different, but not so different. The bigger takeaway in both cases is that basically the way that Bali Tosas read the Yerushalmi is not all that different than, you know, then the way the Ramban and the Rajba, you know, answer the question, you know, of the Balei Tosas, right? Namely, this is not a fundamental, you know, flaw, right? Because it can be neutralized. Since it can be neutralized, you know, and it's only the Tanai that is Ma'akevit, so therefore it's not such a big deal. Oh. If you look at the Ramban, go back to Ramban for a minute. He quotes this Yerushalmi also. Does he understand the Yerushalmi the same way or not? Okay, what is again? Page 3. On the bottom, line 40. Matsasi kusha, shuv matsasi kusha shalahem buskaris b'Yerushalmi begitin. Right? Heisiv rab chanina b'shum rab pinchas. Nisni tezai noshim karabalazar. Same Yerushalmi. Omar lei. Far itmar tama taman hatorah asra salam bram hacha hu osra alav pirish bachutz airu. Number one, we're talking about bachutz, not a tanai. The ka'amar, and what he's saying is the kivan debal asra lo vishumesh asish ein zutzoras erva shol yibum kedefrishus ba'almanas. Now the kedefrishus ba'almanas may imply that the Ramban read the Yerushalmi like Tosfos, because what does that have to do with what he said in Almanas? Miu b'gemar dilon b'chutz matira liyisyavim v'chein b'maskar at Yerushalmi. He says, our gemar doesn't have a problem with this because we think that Rabbi Lazar also doesn't think that that's going to be a problem. Okay. So when the Ramban gave his pshat, everything about his pshat fits into another, more fundamental way to read the Yerushalmi, except for the words kidefrishis ba'almanas. I'll explain what I mean. So I'm not sure if this is Maybe it isn't. Maybe what I'm saying is not correct in the Yerushalmi. I'm sorry, in the Ramban. But I do think that it's very possible in the Yerushalmi, I'm about to say. And I do think that that's, I found it finally. It seems like that's what Rabbeinu Peretz has in mind. Oh. I think this is a way to explain the Yerushalmi in a fundamental way. So I want to go back just for a second to the Gemara that we read when we were doing Hutra and Dechuya, the Gemara Nun Dalid Amud Aleph. Okay? So the Gemara Nun Dalid Amud Aleph, we read this until Nun Dalid Amud Beis. The Gemara is looking for, the source for the din that Hara'ah is considered to be a Maisa Bia. Okay, so you look at the two dots. The Mishnah says about Yibum that, Echad Hama'are, a little contact is considered an act of Yibum. So the Gemara says, Echad Hama'are. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula Minayin Lahara Min HaTorah. How do you know that this small penetration, whatever you want to call it, is considered to be a maisa bia bina Torah. Shenemar isha shar yishkav v'sisha dava v'gila aser v'asas mekara ha'ara. You learn it out from Nida. Mikan la'ara bina Torah. Says the Gemara, Ashkecha Nida, shar rayas minayin. Then maybe that's true only in Nida. How do you know it's true for all dini arayos that hara is good enough? Says the Gemara, v'chi teima nelef minida. Well, what's the big deal? So it says it in Nida. Nida's an Erva, the others are Erva. So learn from Nida to call it Torah Kula. Why should you distinguish? The Gemara says, not so fast. This is going to be relevant to our next topic, which is Nida. Mala Nida, Shekemetamas Bo'ala. There's a Chumra Nida. Right? And that is, it's not just Erva, which is Asura. There are also Tuma consequences. So maybe, for that reason, we're Machmir, we're also Machmir on the definition. El Asya Meishas Ach. V'chsiv, V'isha Sheikachas Isha Eishas Achiv, Nidahi, this is what we talked about. The use of, in Parshas Kedoshim, the word Nida is associated with Eishas Ach. V'chi Eishas Ach Yolam, Nidahi. El Akin Nida, Ma Nida Bahara, Eishas Ach Bahara. Says the Gemara, Mal Eishas Ach, Shekim Beyond of the Rabos, Diboy Mekadish, V'ozil, right? Ki Elfa, El Asya Miachosa. The Gemara is going back and forth. The details are not so important for me at the moment. The Gemara is trying to figure out whether to distinguish between different arayos. Each erva has its own chumras and kulas. So at one point, the Gemara says, "Maskeflar vacha breid ravika." This is four lines from the bottom. They're going back and forth. Mala nida ve'eshasach. Let's say you have mida and eshasach, but shekain ein lahem heter b'chai yosron. Right? Tomar be'eshes ish shekein yesh la heter b'chaye osra. The Gemara says, how do you know that hara would be, constitute a maisa bia legab be'eshes ish? After all, nida, eshesach, elam heter b'chaye osra. Meaning, if she's a nida, whatever, the physical state of nida, that's what's koveya. And eshesach, even if there's a divorce, right? As long as the husband is alive, she's prohibited. But when it comes to eshesish, there's heter b'chaye yosra. Namely, he can give her a get. So what? Meaning it's a more kal erva in one respect because it isn't, implacable. It's eshesish. Right, but you can get out of it. He can be matir her. Amalevacha b'ed ravita ravina atu nida v'eshasach b'chai yosran hu de'in lemeter v'la'achar mikan yesh lemeter. Right, nida, right, biyomi talya milsa and eshasach b'bottom talya mils rachmana elaparchachi ba'la nida v'eshasach shekain ein osran matiran tomar b'eshasish sha'osra matira. Okay. But you get the idea. The Gemara is weighing whether Eshesish is a typical erva, whether it has a tremendous kula. What's its tremendous kula? That it doesn't have to be permanent. That there's an exit strategy for an Eshesish we get. So is that a possible reading of the Yerushalmi? In which case, we could say something sensational. Meaning, the whole discussion in Tosos and the whole question of the Yerushalmi, right, is based on another assumption that we didn't even really explore. The reason we didn't explore it is because it's kind of obscured, you know, by the contortion of the case. Meaning, to get a case of Eishes Ish, which is going to be an obstacle for Yibum, right? What does that mean? Yibum with an Eishes Ish, right? You have to have all this almanas and all this stuff. So it's not a typical Eishes Ish. And then we're trying to figure out, we're spending so much effort to figure out correctly whether or not it's enough of an Eishes Ish. You know, it'll be Eishes Ish under these conditions. Does that make it Eishes Ish now, or is it it's an Ibi Alma? Correct? But there's another question here, right? At least that you could raise. And that is, it's true that Eishes Ish is an Erva. It's in the Parsha of Arayos in Achrimos. It's in the Parsha of Arayos in Kedoshim. All true. All true. However, is it so obvious that the status of Eishes Ish as a formal category is an erva legabe to be posel yibum for sure, but legabe that there's no tzara, right? Let me even say it this way. If tzara, you know, whenever there's no yibum in a fundamental way, so then there's Yisra Eishasach, and that's what a tzara is. Fine. That just gets you into other problems, but fine. We understand what that is. Let's say you take the view, right, the other view, or to use the Griz, the Osros view, not the Potros view, something we've talked about a lot, which is, what is the problem of a tzara? Why? If one of the wives is an erva, why does that disqualify the co-wives? Right? We spent a lot of time on this issue. What's the answer? If it's not Eishasach, what's the answer? Osros, meaning the co-wife of Bito, the co-wife of Achos Ishto, the co-wife of Chamiv or whatever it is, or Eishas Aviv or whatever it is. Right, these co-wives are tainted. That's also, it's like an extended erva, correct? Does that apply to Eishes Ish? Oh, she's my wife, she's my daughter's, you know, sorority sister. Right? She's my mother-in-law's co-wife. Sorority sister, I mean by co-wife, right? She's the Eishes co-wife. I'm just saying it's not a korva issue, Eishes Ish. If you can find it, you have to find the case. But it's like we'll see. Some of the Rishonim on Daf Beis when they discuss the problem of Nida, right? So again, I'll just we made allusion to it. But the Bali Tosis asks this question on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. They say, listen. What if she's a Nida when the husband dies? Why isn't there a din of Nesra? I mentioned Nesra a minute ago, right? Meaning, Lemaisa, you can't implement the Yibum at that moment because she's Kaibe Krisus. And once you have to wait, there should be a din of Nesra, no? So the Rishonim would say, yeah. Most Rishonim don't. They're trying to figure out why no, why it's not a problem. So some of the Balei Tosas say, you can't compare the problem of Nida and the problem of Achos Ishto or Bito or Chamiv, right? Those are relationship problems. These people are too closely related to you. It's an illicit relationship. But Nida is not a... She was a Nida B'shas Yibum, so what? Yibum isn't a pgam in Kurva or in anything else. Or I'll say it my way. If you take the Osros perspective on Tzara, where they say, oh, she's a Tzara Snida. You can't even say the words. It doesn't make sense. You might say, oh, she was a Nida and it's Nesra, so there's an Eish HaSach. So she's every Tzara and it turns into an Eish HaSach. You could say that, maybe. But you can't say, oh, Osros, it's Tzaras Erva. Even if Nida, well, that's what we'll get to. Even if Nida is Erva Gemura. So the Parsha of Erva, Torah calls it Arayos. More likely, Nida, this is a whole big discussion, we'll talk about it. The Rambam, Bali Tosis. Even if you want to take seriously that Nida is Erva, you know, we mean, what probably that means is that the Maisa, Bia, is a Maisa Erva. But she's not a Gavra Erva, like a close relative, an illicit relationship. It's a problem in the Maisa Bia. Right? So you can say, Tzaras Nida. So some of the Rishonim say, we don't say Nasra unless it's really like a Korva type problem. Not if it's a technical timing problem, per se. So what I'm saying is, the Gemara here and elsewhere, under Dalit and elsewhere, makes the Ha'ara that Eish HaSish is a different kind of an error. Even if you look at the Psukim and at Parshas Akrimos, you know, they're separated from this, the main Arayos, you know, the illicit, close, two incestuous type relationships, you know. And then, you know, you have Mishkav Zachar, you have Mishkav Behema, you have Eish HaSish, you have Nida. They're like, you know, at the end of the Parsha. Because they're not relatives. They're not, it's not too incestuous. Right? The problem is other things could be more core things or just different core things. But whatever it is, it's hard to say Tzoras Eish HaSish as a Korva thing. So even if Eish HaSish was, even if Lui Yitzur, you had a regular Eish HaSish, is it so obvious? Yes, that it's obvious that there's no Yibum. But is it so obvious that there's no Chalitza? Is it so obvious that there's Tzara? I don't think so. So I always thought maybe that's... Now, if you look at the language of the Yerushalmi and the language of the Ramban, except for the line of Kedifrishis, which might mean he doesn't mean it. So what is Yerushalmi saying? Taman HaTorah Asra. Kan Hu Asra. What do you mean Hu Asra? Who's the who? So the way Bali Tosis read it, and I'm not sure about the Ramban, it's in this particular case, she's only an Eish HaSish because of the Tanai. So it's another way of saying the Tanai is the problem, and the Tanai is extraneous. Even though the Tanai here produces, he could get rid of the Tanai, as long as he does it in enough time. But what I was thinking of, no, that's not what the Yerushalmi, maybe the Yerushalmi means more than that. Taman HaTorah Asra. If she's your sister-in-law, she's your sister-in-law. If she's her mother-in-law, if she's your daughter, that's what it is. Oh, she's an Eish HaSish. That's not a Korva. Right? That's a problem. Right? But it's also the kind of thing, it's better and it's worse. It's a betrayal of a marriage. But it's nothing to do, it's not an illicit, you know, Korva relationship. Right, and he, as reflected by the fact, right, that he, if Ploni ends his marriage, she's not an Eish HaSish anymore. She's a Muteres. Maybe that's the pshat in Rishon. Taman, a Torah Asra. Right, Bram Hacha, Hu Osra. Who's the who? What's the who? The Tanai.
The original marriage.
The original marriage, like the Gemara says on Nun Dalid, right? You know. Even Bechayev, who Osran, who Matiran. So I thought you could read that in the Ramban. I just don't know whether he really means it, because he says, Kedefrishis Betanai, and Frishis Betanai, he's talking about it tonight. But I did find afterwards that the Rabbeinu Peretz, I think Rabbeinu Peretz thinks this. Just give me 2 more minutes to finish this up, because next week we're going to do Pesach. So first of all, on Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, Rabbeinu Peretz says the following. One second. Oh. He says the following. Oh, why can't I find this? Oh, the Ode Shlomar. Here he doesn't say in the name of the Yerushalmi, but this is what he says. Ode Shlomar, Delo Kachashu Vele Iser Haba Al Yede Kurva. Havel Iser Ze, Lo Ba Machmas Kurva. Right? She'en Biyada Lahatira. Havel Ze Biyada Lahatira, Kashe Yirtza. Meaning, Eishasish is not comparable to a kurva erva. It's a different kind of an erva. Again, it's ma'akev yibum, but that doesn't mean it's an erva, a relative erva, lafritzara. That's what he says here. On mem tes omen aleph, he goes further. Here he says the following. Oh, so this is an interesting question. Just look here for 1 minute. Eptosis on Tes Zion Omen Aleph. And then I'm going to finish up with the Rebbe Parrot, so we'll stop there. Tosis on Tes, the context now I'm not going to go into right now. Tosis on Tes Zion Omen Aleph discusses the question, let's say there's already a Zika, meaning the husband died, and she's, Mizukekes Liyibum, or Lechalitza, let's say, right? And then, let's consider two scenarios. Let's say the Yavam marries her sister. Okay, we'll do it like this, right? We have Reuven married Sarah, correct? Reuven died. She's now Omedes, right, to the Yibum of Shimon. And Shimon, at this point, marries Sarah's sister Rivka. So now he cannot go ahead with the Yibum because she has turned into not only Eshes Achiv, but Achos Ishto. Right? So the Gemara is pretty clear about that. Boom, that's the end of that Zika. The Zika's Paka. So what about a different scenario? There's a view, Shmuel has the view, that a Shomeres Yavam, right? Let's say somebody else married her, was Mekadesh her. After all, Shomeres Yavam is not Kares, it's Chayvei Lavin. So let's say somebody's Mekadesh a Shomeres Yavam. So there's a discussion in the Gemara. Is that a Safek, whatever? Shmuel's of the opinion that the Kiddushin is Chal. So now she's an Eishes Ish. So is the Zika Paka for the Erva of Eishes Ish the same way that it's Paka for the Erva of Achos Ishto? Right? They're both Erva, correct? And this isn't a fancy case. This is a straightforward case. Say the Balei Tosfos, no. Here, look at Tosfos here. Okay. B'nei Tzaros ani made lachem, diksherim, af le beishab. V'yim tomar, l'shmuel, de mesapka le bo'isha rabbi, kiddushin tovsim, b'yivam l'shuk. Shmuel thinks it's possible that kiddushin is chal for a shomeres yavam. Im kem pshita diksheira, de miyad shekidsha, if it's true that she's an eishes ish, then paka lo zika. How do you know that? How do you know that an erva post-zika, right, negates the Zika, which came first. Kidamrinan b'shomeres yavam shekidesh achosa. Right? Shekidushel mafkina naibam. Because if the yavam were to marry the sister of the yavama, that would knock out the Zika even after the Zika was chal. So why would an eishes ish? Says Tosfos v'yesh lomar dilo dami. Hasam ein shum takana lasos shetisyavim shein laham is achosa. Right, he's not going to order a hit on the sister, who he married. So once he's married to her, that's the end of it. Meaning he could divorce her, but that's not going to help. Because as long as she's alive, even if he divorces her, short of, you know, killing her, she's going to be an obstacle to the completion of the Sibum. However, even if it's Chal, if he would divorce her, right, then the Zika would be back. Hilkach lo poka Zika. The Odom Rabbi Yitzchak, the Lotia Leishas, Eishas Hameis Leishzar, Mashma, Afila Ide Havaya, Dani Kiddushin, Lotia Leishzar, the Lachi Afka Beloshin Havaya, it's even like a Xeris Akasu. In other words, Eishas Ish does not negate the Zika after the fact. Okay, so Tosis is giving an interesting explanation. That is because there's something to do about Eishas Ish, and therefore it's not a Stira Gemura. So there are two things. So all the Achronim, I think, beginning with the Note of Yehuda, in a famous tshuva about all this stuff, which I think he comes close to saying what I'm suggesting for the Yerushalmi, then he kind of shies away from it, doesn't really say it fully. But Note of Yehuda and on, maybe even before, I'll ask a very simple question. Isn't this Tosos on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph a stira to the Tosos on Yud Amud Aleph? The whole Tosos on Yud Amud Aleph is, you know, working so hard. What's the assumption? That if indeed she's an Eishes Ish, then that's an erva which excludes what? Ibum, Chalitza, it's Pota the Tzara, right? There's no Zika. And here Tosas says, there is a Zika, right? So the Achronim, a lot of them, including starting from the Rebbe Yehuda, answer this question by saying, oh, maybe there's a difference between, you know, where the Eishes, she's an Eishes Ish already, and then the Zika is not Chal, as opposed to there's a Zika, and then you try to knock it out permanently with the Eishes Ish. So that became like a very standard accepted explanation. Tosas on Tazayin, Tosas on Daf Yud are not Omeid Bestira, right? Depends what came first, the Zika or the Eishes Ish. However, this is what I'm giving you background for. However, Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz, a very remarkable piece here on Mem Tes, has two deos. He says, the same idea of Tosas, namely, even if this Kabbalah's Kiddushin Me'acher, if she was a Zika first, she still needs Chalitza, right? Like Tosas. Then but Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz adds the following. Listen to this. Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz says, based on this position which he shares with Tosas, namely, that Eishes Ish does not negate the Zika after the fact, right? Maybe there's no stira between Zika and Eishes Ish, and you would need Chalitza, Kol Shekein, that the Tzara wouldn't be excluded. Based on this position, we can answer the Yerushalmi's question, and not only the Tanai question, but the chutz question, namely, why isn't Eishes Ish part of the Mishnah? It says Rabbeinu Peretz, Ulefi Masha Pirashnu Nicha, the Golitra Delo Paka Hazika Bishvil Kach. He's not distinguishing between whether the Eishes Ish came before the Zika or the Zika came before the Eishes Ish, like all the Achronim who are trying to be Miyah. They're right, the Achronim, I think, but he's not doing that. The only thing that he doesn't want to say, like what I'm saying, is that that's the Pshat Yerushalmi. Maybe because he understood the Balitosis and everybody understood. So he says, Miu Yerushalmi Mosiv Lahu Pircha. They ask this question. Umishani Hosama Torah Osra Vein Biad Lahatira. Pirish Kolhani Tesvav Ein Biad Habal Lahatira. Avalhani Trei Biad Lahatira. Im Girsha Chutz Miploni Yachalit and Ged Gomur. right? Kemochein im niskatchalish nachri anachri yachal hatira. But I would say that's a pshat of the Yerushalmi, and it's really very close to what he himself said on Daf Yud when he was saying maybe kurva is different than eshes ish. That's what the Yerushalmi means. Yerushalmi means based like the Gemara and Dalet, meaning when it comes to eshes ish, that's not an you know implacable status, a relative that you know that you know therefore negates yibum or that you know. Is something that expands to tsaras eshesish tsaras erva. Eshesish is a different kind of erva. It's worse in some things, right? And it's better in others. Okay. Anyways, we'll stop here. Next week, we'll Mirat Hashem do something on Yoni Pesach, and then we'll continue with I want to talk about Nida and Sota and Maksa Grushaso. And then a little more about Aseh Dochalos Aseh, some of these other cases.